You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
We want to thank you, our sponsors. Gary Sinclair, Florida. Nancy Manaconis, Florida. Stephen LeClaire, New York. Jason Goldfield, Florida. Carolyn Salam, Georgia. Stephanie Brewer, Texas School of Wags Animal Rescue, Texas.
Audio games app for the visually impaired and sighted children, teens, and adults. Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, Uno, Crazy Eight, sports games like bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, puzzle games such as Color Crush, word games, action games like pinball, horse race, and Space Invaders, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. All one word, blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio game apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts at only $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at Blindfold Games. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
Created after its founder, Maxwell Daugherty, he realized that it was time to learn Braille, but could not find a teacher. Created by the blind, for the blind. Utilizing a unique method of construction, building Braille that turns Legos into Braille numbers and letters. Using Legos helped create an environment of fun. Using building kits to construct Nemeth code increases a child's ability to understand Braille numbers. Join us soon on Kickstarter.com and GoFundMe.com. For more information, you can email us at buildingbraille@gmail.com. That's buildingbraille@gmail.com. Live from Orlando, Florida. It's the Blind and Beyond radio show for kids. Produced by Michael and Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Nina.
Just the guy that does all the magic, I could say that. And then there's Miss Lynn in here with me.
Hi, everybody. Welcome.
And then there's my little brother and my mom.
Hi, everybody.
Say hi. Oh, he's being a little bit shy. But, you know, he's going to come on. I guess he said he wanted to sing a song for you guys. So, you know, maybe he might sing a song later. But I just want to say Merry Christmas Eve to all you people. Did you hear him? He said Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas Eve to you.
Merry Christmas Eve to you,
Merry Christmas Eve to you guys, too.
Hey, man. Look at it. He looked like, whoa, I can really hear you now. He's totally shocked. Like, how did this happen?
Yes. Yeah. He's yes. Yes.
So what's new since we've seen you, Nina? It's been a month. No, 2 months. 2 months.
I got a B on roll in my grades.
You got AB on a roll?
AB.
Wow.
What's AB? AB is like
it's like
abs?
A's and B's.
Oh, okay. So okay. I'm thinking abs. I'm sorry.
Abs. Whatever. Physical. Well, so I got this free pass to ice at Gaylord Palms, and my best friend, or one of my best friends, did too. So my mom said, you know, since you guys did well.
Hello.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Chris.
You got a free pass for ice?
I got a free pass for ice.
So you went to the Gaylord Palm Resort to get some ice?
I went to the Gaylord Palm Resort to look at some some ice sculptures.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got it. I need you. So, you know, I'm a little bit seasoned and aged, so you got to break things down to a little bit to me.
Well, so, you know, you go in this room, and it's like below 9 degrees.
Okay.
-9.
That's my kind of weather.
Something like that.
Where you dress warmly.
Yeah, it's really cold, and you have to wear long pants and long sleeve shirts, things like that. And you get a big jacket. And you walk around, it's a lot of fun, and then you see the little sculptures, and you go down the slides. Guess say it louder, buddy.
You say Merry Christmas. Say it real loud. Yell it. There you go.
He likes to whisper it. Aww, but you cute. Go in there, and you walk through the stuff. You see the sculptures, and then there's different ice slides. You get on the snow slides in little tubes.
Wait, you got on the slide with ice?
Yeah, it's a...
It wasn't cold?
It was freezing. And my butt got stuck halfway down. I went down. I slid real fast. Then I got stopped. Like, I was just sitting in the middle of the street. And then my friend's all the way down. She's like, come on! And then I had to slither myself down. And my butt was wet when I came down.
Oh, wow. It was
terrible. Anna, did you play in the snow at the Gaylords? What did you do there? What did you do? You slid down the slide? Wow.
Did you get that? Did you have some chocolate ice cream?
Hot chocolate.
That's good after being in the cold.
You said hot chocolate.
Oh. They had some hot chocolate ice cream.
Yep, we have hot chocolate ice cream.
Wow.
Yep, and
wait,
I got
wait, 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 hot chocolate ice cream?
Hot chocolate ice cream?
It's like frozen hot chocolate. It sounds bad.
It sounds actually pretty good.
I'm discombobulated. Was it cold or was it hot?
It was cold. It was like chocolate ice cream.
Italian ice.
So Nina.
Yes.
So for those children out there that are listening that wouldn't be able to see the ice, why don't you describe to them what it would be like to to be there and feel the cold and
well,
what was it like?
When I went in there,
was it smooth or bumpy?
They paint the ice. So they ask you not to touch it, things like that. But I can put my, you put your hands like close to it and you can feel it. And it feels like something stinky. I'm just going to say that. Like if you smell something stinky, you think of it as, well, I think of it as a spot on the ground, like some green stuff. And then I feel like there's like fumes coming out of it. And then that's what it feels like, because you can feel the cold just radiating off of it. It was weird, but it's pretty cool.
Wait, you didn't try to put your tongue on the ice, did you?
Chris, that happened a long time ago.
I did that when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, every time my friend would turn around, I was like, nobody has to know that. It's too late now, but it was a lot of fun.
So it was a nice ice sculpture room.
Yes.
Okay.
But they had a lot of ice sculptures.
What kind of designs were there? Did you see me?
They had like...
Did you know what he said?
No, Chris, I didn't see you, okay? The world does not revolve around you.
That would be the wax museum, probably.
But they had things like... They had different flags. The American, the Jap, or the Chinese. Or
In ice?
Yes.
And they were colored or white?
They were colored, but like there was like a big globe, and then there was like a little flag on it. It's hard to describe, but it was really fun.
That's
really cold.
Different.
And I had flip-flops on, which was a bad idea, and my toes froze.
Mommy put shoes on me. Mommy put shoes on you?
Yep. It was
so cold
there.
Yeah, there was a toad there.
Did they have ice skating there, Annan? Was anybody skating on the ice?
No,
nobody was skating on the ice.
No.
So can I go now? Is it still available now?
Yes.
How long is it there for?
I think it's until January something. Like
okay.
January 14th.
There's a whole thing about it on the internet. I looked up to see where they were.
Yeah, they're so in Orlando.
It's at the Gaylord Palm Resort.
Yes.
And it's an ice dedication sculpture of different things,
around
objects
around the world.
Very interesting.
Yeah. It's but you don't have to be at the resort to go. It's like a...
It's open.
Yeah, it's in the convention center. So it's more like something that they have at the hotel. If you go there, you can see it. Or if you're just going to see it, you can go. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool. But we decided to stay in the hotel because we had day passes. and they had some snow tubing and different activities that we wanted to see.
They have a showing of Cirque du Soleil inside, and they make it snow. There's coffee shops.
Wait, so they had the people, the acrobatic folk, twirling they were in the air and on ice?
No.
Isn't that dangerous to be on ice?
No, it was in the hotel.
Inside the Gaylord Resort itself.
Because there's the hotel, and then there's, like, the shopping area.
Uh-huh.
And then there's this huge tree, and then they have, like, a little stage, and they do different Christmas shows.
So nobody came in and slid on ice like they was Elvis Presley?
No. There was no ice on the floor.
No,
they had snow, but...
So they had snow on the floor?
No, they had, they had, like, a snow mountain type thing. They had, like, a snow mountain type thing.
Just check it out, Chris.
Yeah, Chris. Look it up, Chris, okay?
Okay, so let me ask, was this your first time seeing snow?
Yes.
Really?
Well, it wasn't falling. It was more on the ground, like shredded ice. But it was pretty cool.
I thought in it, and I float.
You saw snow float?
Yes.
The snow float where you were at the...
Talking,
yeah, show
them
how to talk.
Talk right there, buddy.
Like
a snowman?
Yeah, we lost snowman on my big broken on ices.
Oh, wow. So you made a big snowman. Did he look like me?
Yep.
He did?
Yep.
That means I need to lose some more weight.
You need some weight to turn into a snowman.
I do?
Yep.
Oh, wow. So I need to go get some snow and cover me up and turn into a snowman again.
Yeah.
Did you put a carrot in his nose or you put a mashed potato?
Put a snowman in his nose.
You put a snowman in his nose.
Yep, and I put a cat in the nose.
Okay.
And it was crazy. We were talking about Gaylord Palms and where we went, and then on TV, all of a sudden Frozen comes on, and the part about Olaf, the snowman comes on, and then he talks about like his nose and his nose coming out. I was like his carrot nose. It was weird. But like magic, we were talking about it, and the next thing you know, it's like boom, it was on.
Oh wow!
Weird.
Oh wow! Okay, well, y'all keep the conversing. Let me answer the phone. We got us a caller.
Okay, we have a caller.
Oh, we have a caller. Oh goody! Let's see. Maybe it's
when they get on. Say Merry Christmas.
Yeah, and then you can sing Rudolph. Let's see who it is. Well, maybe it's. Let's see.
We can sing Rudolph.
We're thinking of trying to. Figure out who this mystery caller is.
That we went to
Let's see.
Well, guess who it is?
Is it Leo? Our co-host?
It's your co-host.
All right.
Oh, Leo's
introduce
here.
Him.
There's a lot of
hey, Leo.
Right. Hey, Leo. How you doing?
Hi, Leo. Merry Christmas.
I'm doing good. Merry Christmas to all of you. How you doing?
All right. Good. Nina, tell everybody out there who this is.
Well, guys, this is my co-host, hey, Leo.
Chris.
He decided that he wasn't going to come in today, and we can't really blame him because it's Christmas. You know, he wants to spend time with his family. And how's it going, Leo?
It's a packed house, I'm just saying. Like, there's a packed house over there. I see my cousins are here. One of my aunts has went back to Miami, but they came to stop by our house and visit and eat with us, so... It's just a packed house. Everybody's singing bachata and doing all the dancing over here.
So, Leo, for those who don't know, Nina is sighted, and you've been blind since you're 11 years old, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So you can tell people out there that how you're experiencing the holidays, even though you don't see them, how you're using, you know, your other senses, how you are enjoying the holiday.
Well, one of the things I was doing with one of my uncles, and this is just... me as a Spanish individual,
mm-hmm.
we play dominoes.
Okay.
And one of the things I did just to, for anyone who wants to play dominoes, you know, they could have like, you know, the dominoes with the dots on them. And
right.
You could feel the dots, and that's how I played the game.
Oh, that's so cool. It's like, does it feel like reverse braille because it's inside?
Yes, like that. So it was, even though it took me a little bit longer to figure out which one I wanted to put down, it was a way that I could enjoy the game. And
that's great, Leo.
And especially have time with my uncle, you know.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Didn't win a lot of games, though, but...
Are you guys Did you guys have like a big feast?
We have, let's see. My mom made some chicken, rice, and I think you call it pigeon.
Pigeon?
Pigeon peas.
Oh, you had pigeon peas? Now we talking. Now that's my kind of eating right there. You had some pigeon peas.
I never heard of that.
Not you, the birds.
No, you guys are eating bird droppings?
No.
Sorry.
On the snowball.
I don't know. Some people eat different things.
Snowball.
Snowballs.
Is that Annan?
Yeah, that's Annan.
Say hi, Leo.
Hi,
Annan.
How you doing?
Leo.
What happened?
Say it again.
Hi, Leo.
Hi, Annan.
He's saying,
how you doing?
He's saying hi to you.
Annan, he said, how are you doing?
Merry Christmas.
Say, I'm doing good.
I'm doing good.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
I'm on the radio show right now.
When I was talking to you, he looks at me. He says,
I'll tell you back. He goes, I'll tell you right back.
He's like, be quiet. He's trying to talk. He's trying to talk right now.
I'm just trying to talk
right now. Did you get him his
present?
That's the important thing.
I'm going to call Spider-Man on this.
He's going to call Spider-Man on the radio show. Okay, guys. Thanks for calling, Leo.
Well, thank you, Leo. Enjoy your
Bye, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye, Leo.
Bye.
Bye. Say hi to Mom and Dad.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Chris. Bye, baby.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You too.
Okay, guys.
We're going on break
right now. Stay tuned for the Blind and Beyond radio show for kids. And when I come back, I'm going to read you guys a poem.
Okay.
We want to thank you, our sponsors. Sheila Young, Florida. Robert Montowski, Pennsylvania. Eugene Backke, Florida. Greg Lindberg, Florida. Betty and Paul Schaap, New Jersey. Lynn Golder, Florida.
Do you realize that in only a few years, you will be able to vote? You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting. Join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignedforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNED4ALL.com.
Created after its founder, Maxwell Daugherty, he realized that it was time to learn Braille, but could not find a teacher. Created by the blind, for the blind, utilizing a unique method of construction, building Braille that turns Legos into Braille numbers and letters. Using Legos helped create an environment of fun. Using building kits to construct Nemeth code increases a child's ability to understand Braille numbers. Join us soon on Kickstarter.com and GoFundMe.com. For more information, you can email us at buildingbraille@gmail.com. That's buildingbraille@gmail.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're coming back from a short break. I hope everybody's still listening because it'd be heartbreaking knowing that some people left us. You people out there that want to leave us.
I'm not going nowhere.
Chris, you can't go nowhere.
We need you.
You're part of the team.
Oh, gee, Gallagher, you're making me blush over here.
Oh, whatever, Chris. Well, I want to read you guys a visit from St. Nicholas. It's a poem by the... By Clark Moore.
Clemente?
Let me see.
I don't know.
I have no idea. That's right, Clement Clark Moore.
It's a little bit hard to pronounce.
Yeah.
Okay. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama and her kerchief, and I and my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon of the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a leisure of midday objects below. When what wondered my eyes did appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer, with a little odd driver, lively and quick, I knew for a moment he must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles, his course they came, and he whistled and shouted, then called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As the leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they met the obstacle, mount to the sky. So up on the housetop, the coursers, they flew with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas, too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof, then prancing and pawing of each little hoof. Poems are hard to read. Oh, no. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was all dressed in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His drool little mouth, was drawn up like a bow. And the beard on his chin was as white as snow. The stump of a pipe he had held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, the right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but he went straight to work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his fingers aside his nose, giving up a nod, the chimney he rose. He sprang on his sleigh, his team gave a whistle, and flew away like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas, and to all a good night." Man, poems are hard to read.
Were you paying attention, Chris? Because you're reading it on the next show.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
I got it.
You got it?
I got
it.
All
right.
Chris is going to understand
how I
feel.
Good job.
Thanks.
No, you did a fantastic job.
You know, some of these words, like when he said.
They're old-fashioned.
Yeah, when it says his belly shook like a bowl.
You see, I grew up in a different breed. So when you find words, you just make up a word for it, and I put it in a new Chris Shaw dictionary because I'm doing dictionary words of words that I create every year now.
All right, Chris.
So if it's a dancer, I'm saying prancer.
So, Nina, did you say you had a joke? You wanted to do some jokes today for Christmas?
I did. So.
We just gave it away the answer.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to think of a different one.
Okay.
I'm thinking about elves. So, what's small, has brown shoes, or no, not brown. What's big, has brown shoes. I don't know. This is stressing me out. And here comes Annan's over here, my little brother, thumbsing up me like I'm doing something right.
Well, then you don't have to do the joke then. Well, you could do the, why don't you do that
joke.
Then?
I'm gonna think of something.
Okay.
Joke. Joke. He's still looking at me like I'm doing something right. He doesn't even know what I'm saying right now. Joke.
How about Christmas?
Oh, what's brown and has a big trunk? Or what's big brown, or what's small brown has a big trunk?
Small brown and a big trunk?
Yep.
Do
you want people to call it an answer? Or
well,
what are gonna
Chris, are you going to do the, okay. Well, what's small brown has a big trunk? A mouse on Christmas vacation.
Oh my goodness, that's cute.
Yay, Chris doing my thing. Okay, sorry guys, it took a long time.
That was cute.
I'm sorry, I hit somebody called me on the phone and you know, they intermingling in what we got going on.
Right.
So you said something big, gray, brown with a long trunk.
No.
Okay. Chris, I said something small.
Small.
With a big trunk.
She
with
gave
a big
the trunk. Answer already.
The big trunk.
Something small with the big trunk.
Yes.
Okay.
It could be gray too.
I think it's small gray.
Oh, yeah, small gray has a big trunk.
So small and gray with a big trunk.
Yep.
I'm talking about a baby elephant.
Nope. That's what I was thinking.
You know, when I first thought of when I was like thinking about it, my friend told me this joke. I was thinking, you know, small gray and a big trunk. Like, is it a car? Is it a big person or a small big person? I don't know. But it was actually a mouse on Christmas vacation.
A mouse has a trunk?
Like a
suitcase.
Voodoo.
Oh, okay, got it.
The old-fashioned.
Yeah, like the old-fashioned one. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cute.
Chris, read dictionary, okay? Repurpose the word. Trunk. What would you call it, Chris?
Again, I think somebody had the answer. I hear the phone ringing again.
Yeah, give me 1 second.
All right, then you're going to do your trivia?
Okay.
Wait till he'll give you some trivia music as soon as he takes his call.
Chris is going to give me some trivia music.
Yeah. All right. Annan, you going to sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer for us?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
No? Okay.
No. Please.
Do we have a caller, Chris? No? Okay.
We don't have a caller. Okay. So, guys, listen.
All ears.
Bad 2-year-old with nappy hair.
All ears.
What is the birthstone for December? If anybody knows, please call in.
The phone number.
The number to call in is 407-894-1680. Don't do the little...
Oh, too late?
Too late, Chris.
Or too early? Okay, it's somewhere in between.
So if anybody wants to call in and answer my trivia.
The birthstone for the month of December, I already know.
What is it, Chris?
That's my birthday and her mother's birthday, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Mommy, happy birthday to you, Mom.
Yeah.
Well, Mom's gone.
No, she heard. She heard. She heard.
Okay, so the birthstone for December is purple. Everybody knows that.
Actually, you can give a clue that there's more than one.
For December?
Yeah, for December, there's more. There's
we rock. That December babies, we have a choice.
Yeah, they have
that's cute.
Three.
Literally, y'all rock.
Oh, I made a pun.
And I'm extremely jealous because one of them is my favorite color.
Wait,
mine
there,
too. Mine
there
too.
Are three?
There's three, and then there's two traditional colors.
Well, see if anybody, give a minute, see if anybody calls in, and then you can tell the answer.
407-894-1680. Do you know the birthstones for the month of December? Not just one. Not even two, but three.
All three.
So can they just guess one, Nina?
Yeah.
If they just get one, that's good.
Yeah, Chris. Try to make it rough.
So if you get one, I'll be nice to you today.
Oh, you don't have to earn anything.
Okay. I got it. Will it be white?
Chris, that's not a color. That's like, I don't know. Everything is white before it's colored.
These kids are too smart, Chris. I call white a color, too. Black a color. But I know what she's saying.
White is not a color?
No. White is a color. color, but if you think about it, everything is white before it's colored.
So everything already it's already colored itself until you repaint it.
Everything is, yes.
So the tree outside, you telling me, was white at first, and then it became brown.
What I'm saying is everything starts off as white. Like,
so the leaves outside started off as white, then turned green.
Yes.
So they got blood cells. They got white blood cells and red blood cells.
Yep.
See, I'm good at this.
Chris is good at this. You guys, you got to give him props. He tries.
407-894-1680 is the number to dial. All right. So, because I'm still stuck on this. Is black a color too?
Chris, listen here.
What about green?
What would you think? Green's not a color.
Was it white first or was it green? Because I want to know if my money was white, I'm going to call the president of the United States.
What I'm saying is everything starts off, money would not be green unless someone didn't dye it.
So the money was white first.
The money was white first. It was a piece of paper.
So it was on a white piece of paper and then you dyed it green.
No, Chris, listen to what I'm saying.
Okay,
right?
I'm all ears.
You make paper, right, with a tree.
Okay, that's brown, which used to be white.
Yes, okay. How do you make it white?
It was born white.
That sounds wrong. Okay. No, what I'm saying is, if you make paper from a tree and it... Chris, you're stressing me out.
Well,
I can't answer
this. You're
going
to have to give the answer because nobody's calling in.
Okay, so the colors for... Chris, forget about what you said. Forget about it. It's hard.
So it's no purple.
Nope.
That used to be white.
Dude, it's... Okay. It's more than physical meaning. Okay, the birthstones for December are... Chris, do a little drum thing. Come on. Turquoise, blue, topaz, Zircron. The planet of Zircron. I'm calling all you people. And Ruby. All
right. So we're going
to
go to break, Chris?
Turquoise. Zeal.
Did you really just say that? Did you really just say Zeal?
Zoran.
Zeal.
Oh, no. Tell me the phone's ringing now. Somebody had the answer after you
already talked.
What
is Zeal?
Yeah, hooked on phonics didn't work too well for me.
Ugh, Zeal.
All right, let's see. After we told the answer, somebody called in.
Right after. Terrible placement. Looks like they're going to want to answer.
Yep.
The trivia, too.
Are we on the air? We're on the air right now.
Yeah, we're on the air, Mom.
We have, here's your monitor, Nina. Oh, no, I think he had the answer. He didn't know we gave it already. Well, maybe he'll know if he didn't hear it.
Yeah, okay.
That's okay.
So we have a caller.
If he knows it, he can win.
We have Brandon.
Braden.
Braden, sorry.
Calling in from where?
From Texas.
Hi, Braden.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you, honey.
Okay, I got a joke.
You have a joke?
And I have a joke.
Oh, goody.
Got a joke?
Goody, goody.
What does Jack Frost like best about school?
I know. Can I answer?
Yep. Go ahead, Chris.
He liked to chill.
No.
No.
You want me to know what the answer is?
Sure.
Wait. I got it. I know another one.
Chris.
What?
He liked to freeze out.
What's that to do with school?
It's snow and tell.
Snow and tell. Good one.
It's a pretty good one.
Hey, good one, Braden. I like that one. I'm about to tell my friends that one.
Braden, tell mommy we said Merry Christmas.
Yeah. I have another joke.
Oh, okay. Good.
What do you get if you cross an iPad with a Christmas tree?
Oh, brother.
What
do you get if you cross an iPad with a Christmas tree?
What would it be?
A pineapple.
Christmas tree pine?
Apple. I don't know.
Oh! Oh, I get this.
I hope you remember these. These are cute.
Okay, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry hey, Christmas. Brayden, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
That was fun.
That was a
and
good
we're
one.
We're going to go to break.
All right, guys, we're going to break. We will be right back, and stay tuned. We're going to read Helen Keller's First Christmas.
Created after its founder, Maxwell Daugherty, he realized that it was time to learn Braille, but could not find a teacher. Created by the blind, for the blind, utilizing a unique method of construction, building Braille that turns Legos into Braille numbers and letters. Using Legos helped create an environment of fun. Using building kits to construct Nemeth code increases a child's ability to understand Braille numbers. Join us soon on Kickstarter.com and GoFundMe.com. For more information, you can email us at buildingbraille@gmail.com. That's buildingbraille@gmail.com.
What are audio games apps for the visually impaired and sighted children, teens, and adults? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as Solitaire, Uno, Crazy 8, sports games like bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, puzzle games such as Color Crush, word games, action games like pinball, horse race, and Space Invaders, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. All one word, blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio game apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts at only $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at blindfoldgames. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email marty@blindfoldgames.org.
Logan Tech, the makers of the 6-dot Braille label maker, the only electronic take-anywhere Braille label maker that produces crisp, clear Braille that strikes, scores, and cuts in seconds. It has exploded on the global market because it just makes sense. Now you can label groceries right in the grocery store. Do you have 1,000 CDs to label? No problem. It takes the chore out of the chore with large, soft, 6-dot Braille buttons. Logan Tech also makes the Braille Coach, the take-anywhere Braille teacher that is completely customizable. Are you ready to learn Braille or improve your skills? The Braille Coach will help you get there. With CARE Credit, HSA, and other funding options, it's as easy as ever to get yours. Visit us at logantech.com or call 866-962-0966 to learn about our whole family of devices and products built right in Waterbury, Connecticut.
Don't forget our special offer, $50 off any device over $500 and $50 off an additional free box of label tape valued at $34.99 with any 6-dot Braille label maker purchase. Visit us at our website at logantech.com.
Do you realize that in only a few years, you will be able to vote? You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VoTech is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VoTech values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votechdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting. Join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at VoTechDesignedForAll.com. That's VoTechDesignedForAll.com.
All Okay, hey guys, and I'm so excited. You guys are back listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show for Kids. My little brother is excited to sing, but we have another guest in here with us. Her name is Malaya. Say hi.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Good.
She seems really excited. She looks like she's having fun. Yeah. How old are you?
4.
You're 4? Okay, cool.
Yep.
We're going to sing.
Yeah. I have a girlfriend at her house. My girlfriend at her house.
Your gift is at your house?
No, my girlfriend is at my house.
You got a girlfriend? Wait a minute. Now, hold on. We can't go past this conversation right here. How do you get a girlfriend at your age?
They're not the same age.
Yep, I'm on the same age. My girlfriend is on the same age, and I'm my sister, and I'm on my school.
And his girlfriend's a little bit older than he is, but they met at a birthday party, and they're still going strong after
years
about
older.
Five months it's been.
She's like 7.
Oh, wow.
His one and only girlfriend.
Daddy.
He's good.
Daddy.
Okay, well, we're going to sing a song.
She ain't going to have no boyfriend. Nope. I'm just letting you. She ain't having no boyfriend. Ain't that right, Malaya?
Okay, well, we're going to sing Jingle Bells.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my jam right there.
You ready?
Here we go. Count them all a bit.
Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Bell tops
ring. Make his spirit bright. Oh, fun it is to ride and sing on an old song tonight.
Okay.
Oh, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse sleigh. Hey.
Jingle bell, on a railroad train. Hold it fun to have this man on a horse sleigh.
Hey.
Hey.
Yay.
Yay!
One more song.
Okay, one more song.
What song should we sing, guys?
One song always turns into the other.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Okay,
ready? 5, 4. Remember, Chris. 3, 2, 1. Yay!
Santa Claus
is coming to town.
He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's going to find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He knows when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yay!
And it's one more song.
One more song.
There's Christmas songs.
What about Rudolph?
You want to sing Rudolph?
Okay. Rudolph the red-nosed
reindeer had a very shiny nose.
And if you ever saw him,
you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to shout and call him names. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
You got in the red. Ooh.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeers loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
I can't help myself but ask Chris. I was looking up something earlier, and I said reindeers on accident. Is Most people say reindeers, right?
Yeah.
Reindeer. Reindeer. I don't think you say ear. You don't say
but,
S at the end.
But
it's in his dictionary.
Is it right? It's in my dictionary. So it's reindeers.
Reindeers.
With the ears. You got to make sure you put the ears on it.
No.
No, it's not? Okay, well, we're gonna cut the show a little bit earlier. And Merry Christmas, everybody. But we're going to play some Christmas songs for you. We'll see you next year, January. And thanks, Malaya, for coming. And Mom and Anna and Miss Lynn. And Chris.
Hey, anytime.
Chris.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, and I want to shout out for my uncle. Thank you for...
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yay.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Ha, ha, ha.
Ho, ho, ho.